USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Breaking news out of Houston, Texas, where five police officers shot and hurt while serving a warrant in the southeast section of the city. Two suspects reportedly killed. In a tweet, Houston police report the officers struck with gunfire following an encounter with a suspect. To Washington, D.C. now, where the date finally set for the State of the Union address. President Trump will deliver his speech Tuesday night, February 5th, on Capitol Hill. Letters exchanged between House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and the president, the address delayed because of the partial government shutdown. In other news from inside the Beltway, President Trump's acting attorney general says Robert Mueller's report close to being completed. Nasty cold winter weather across the country. It's January after all. Wind chill in Chicago and the upper Midwest, minus 45 to minus 60. And Atlanta in the south could see snow ahead of the Super Bowl. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi folks, it's the holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad, click it, and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
USA Radio Business News now. On Wall Street, a down day, the Dow losing 208 points to close at 24,528, the NASDAQ down 79 points, and the S&P 500 down almost 21 points. In other news, the White House holding its first press briefing of 2019, and it's the first one in 41 days. Topics include border wall security and the president's plan going forward. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with what Sarah Huckabee Sanders has to say.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders held her first press briefing in 2019. Among the things discussed, negotiations over border security.
Over the next 3 weeks, let's get it done. The president's opened the government on the basis that Democrats have signaled to us that they're willing to actually get serious about a real deal and get serious about fixing the problem at the border, including funding for a border wall.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Ruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn-Ruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
If you watched it happen live, you will never forget it, or where you were, or who you were with. It was 1986. It has been 33 years since the Space Shuttle Challenger blew up. All the astronauts on board killed. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Thursday, the anniversary of when the Challenger exploded just 1 minute 13 seconds after lifting off in 1986.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that.
Experts ruled the cause of the accident was extremely cold weather, which caused two rubber O-rings that sealed the joint between the sections of the rocket booster to fail. All seven astronauts aboard lost their lives in the disaster, including the first teacher in space, Kristen McAuliffe. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The very latest now on the China-U.S. trade war. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens with the story.
Huawei, which is the world's biggest manufacturer of telecommunications equipment, is charged with bank fraud, wire fraud, conspiracy to defraud the U.S., and theft of trade secrets. FBI Director Christopher Wray.
In pursuit of their commercial ambitions, Huawei relied on dishonest business practices that contradict the very economic principles that have allowed American companies and the United States to thrive.
The scheme also attempted to undermine sanctions against Iran. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.